VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Algeria's state news agency reported on Tuesday that President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has resigned. The announcement happened shortly after the defense ministry called on the long-term leader to step down immediately, saying there is no more time to waste after 6 weeks of nationwide protests calling for a change in government. Bouteflika's been in power since 1999, but he's rarely been seen in public since he suffered a stroke 6 years ago. Officials in Afghanistan say a military-led counteroffensive has evicted the Taliban from a strategically important district in northeastern Badakhshan province, inflicting heavy casualties on the retreating insurgents. An Interior Ministry spokesman tweeted that the clearance operation in the district ended Tuesday, killing at least 14 insurgents and injuring several others. Britain's parliament continues to struggle to come up with an exit plan from the European Union. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Parliament is set to consider this week legislation that would require Prime Minister Theresa May to seek to extend the Brexit process beyond April 12, preventing a no-deal departure. Now, opposition lawmaker Yvette Cooper, one of the bill's sponsors, says we are in a really dangerous situation with a serious and growing risk of no deal in 10 days' time. Cooper adds, if the government won't act urgently, then Parliament must step in. The EU has given Britain until April 12 to come up with a Brexit plan or leave the bloc, but lawmakers have rejected the government's withdrawal agreement and a range of alternatives. Charles de Ledesma, London.
May has said she is willing to meet with Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the main opposition Labour Party, to try to agree on a Brexit plan that lawmakers could agree to. Britain was originally scheduled to leave the bloc by March 29th. This is VOA News. Turkey's government.